Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
End of the show. Show.
That was a pretty good one.
Hi there and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor, I'm host of Mornings on 107.7 The End with Nerd Talk and News and all that, and the host of the Full 90 Extra Time podcast. Let's do some silly jokes. Congratulations to Crumb on their new album that came out. I was listening to that. It's very psychedelic-ish. It like falls into the same category as Tame Impala, I think, but people might get mad at me for saying that if you're in the band Crumb, for instance. You might not be too stoked about that. I don't know / care. I like it. It's good. It's worth checking out. Hopefully you're having a great day and haven't run into a cat fox trying to steal your hens. There's this crazy cat and fox combination that blows my mind. Discovered in a French island. It's Corsica? Yeah, it's a Corsican cat, and it has like the body and head of a kitty cat. But then it's got like the tail. It's like a ringed tail of like a fox or a... I mean, it almost looks like a raccoon, kind of. It's crazy. And it's got extra big ears. And it's so weird looking. And it was a myth for forever. No one ever like really saw it. It was just like one of those like chupacabra type myths. And then someone captured one a few years ago in like a hen house. And since then, they've been looking for them. They've only found 16 ever. It was like a myth for like hundreds of years, and they've only found 16 in the last like decade. Amazing stuff. Anyway, don't run into a cat fox. And if you do, maybe don't do the science that they tried, like where they're measuring its teeth. It has a canine-esque teeth. The thing is pretty crazy. I kind of want one to come home and live with Chowder and the two kitties that we have. That'd be fun. Every time I see a new study that's in the Seattle Times, usually is where it breaks for me. Every time I see a new study, oh, this time it's in GeekWire. They talk about how much money people are making, and I'm always like, oh boy, I'm never going to afford to live anywhere ever. It's because of this.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
When it comes to making the big bucks and to making the city unaffordable, we're doing a great job of being the next San Francisco. Hooray! The average technology salary in Seattle lags just behind the Golden City by only a few thousand dollars. You got to make $138,000 a year to be average here. And that's probably still not enough to buy a house in the city. But dang! According to the Seattle Times Traffic Lab, it's harder to get a driver's license in Washington than in any other state. Based on my experience, it's not hard enough.
You just got news.
Yo, to be fair, I lived in Las Vegas for a minute and they had the worst drivers. It was like 45 mile an hour streets everywhere and everyone was crazy, either in super lifted trucks or maybe drunk or both or something. It was awful. Driving in Las Vegas was awful. So I say that it's bad here, that it should be harder to get a license. It should be. Like in Germany, that's the country, it's not German. Germany! It costs like $1,000 to get your driver's license, and you gotta be like 18, and they take it super seriously. Why? Oh, I don't know, because you're driving like a crazy weapon that can easily end the lives of others if you make a mistake, or you're texting or some dumb crap like that. I mean, we've all been there, we've all done something stupid, I get it, but just if there's a little more gravity towards it, maybe it would be better. Says oldest man ever! So let's move on to other old man news. Scientists at the UW have figured out how to make your smart speaker save your life when you have heart problems.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Soon your Alexa will do more than just listen to your private life and play radio stations and tell you the weather and junk. It'll be able to detect the specific labored breathing and sharp gasping present in more than half of all those experiencing a heart attack.
Alexa, save my life!
I'll be more impressed when that dumb smart speaker can hear my stomach rumbling and order me some dang Chinese food.
Oh, Alexa, you shouldn't have. $41!
Robotic fish powered by electronic blood. That's now a thing I can say exists. I have no idea what it means, but it sounds like a horror movie set at sea. And finally, some people, definitely not this show, make artificial intelligence into something killer with evil robotic intentions and capability of destroying the Earth. Idiots. I mean, someday, right? Researchers working with artificial intelligence warn that disaster lurks, citing an example when a medical recognition AI was fed a photo of a cat that it identified as guacamole. You can see how this might be dangerous, wildly misdiagnosing patients. Hey, Dr. Robot, I have this pain in my shoulder.
Impossible. You are a pineapple.
Yeah, okay, if I was a pineapple, you could cut me up and put me on pizza.
You monster.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Listen, I gotta be honest, I'm not feeling great today. The brain's not working, didn't sleep enough, kinda grumpy, and I asked for people to send me pictures of their pet on Twitter, and boy, did that do the trick. Also, I thought today for sure that it was the anniversary of the Apollo 11 touching down on the moon, the 20th. Yeah, it's of July! I'm a month early! Thought I didn't go on the air.
End of the show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.